Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We're holding on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, five lines from the top, by the words Tan Rabbanan. So we discussed a little bit so far the halachos of eating on Yom Kippur, Chatzi Shir, it's Asam in the Torah, it's Asam in the Rabbanan. The Gemara in today's Amud is going to discuss where do we even know that it's Asr to eat on Yom Kippur. You know, it's something we take for granted. It's not, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, thou shalt not eat on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is going to discuss now in today's Amud, so where do we know the Isr to eat on Yom Kippur? So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Ta'an Ras Nafshay Seichem. The Pasuk says that you should afflict yourself. So Yachod Yeshev Bechamo. I might think that what does the mitzvah of Ta'anu Es Nafshay Seichem include? It sounds like Ta'anu, that you should afflict yourself. It means that you should do something. So what should you do? You should go sit in the sun, make yourself nice and hot, sweaty, and very uncomfortable. Aybetzina, or if you're in a cold environment, so maybe make yourself very cold. Make yourself extra cold. Put on the air conditioner, lower it all the way. Make yourself very cold. Be uncomfortable. Kadeshi Yitztayer, in order to say you should have pain, maybe that's the way you're Mekayim, the Pasuk of Ta'anu Es Nafshay Seichem. Says the Gemara, that says the Braisa, therefore Talmud Leimer, the Torah therefore tells us, in the same Pasuk, V'chol Malacha Leisasu, right after Ta'anu Es Nafshay Seichem, the Pasuk tells us about the Isser to do Malacha. It says, V'chol Malacha Leisasu. So we have a Hekesh between Malacha, the Isser Malacha, and the Chiev of Ta'anu Es Nafshay Seichem. So Ma Malacha Sheva Tase, just like when it comes to Malacha. Refraining from Malacha is not something that you do, it's something that you don't do, it's something that you sit back. You don't do malacha. It's just called shevel tase. So af inoy nefesh shevel tase. So also when it comes to inoy nefesh, it's also shevel tase. It's also that you don't do something. So therefore, the Torah does not mean go sit in the sun or go sit in the air conditioned, very cold, cool room. That can't be what the pasuk means, because we see from the Isser malacha, which is written right next to it, that it must be this chiv of ta'anu es nafshay seichem is not requiring you to do something positively. It's coming to be passive. It's a chiv which is fulfilled passively. So says the Gemara, okay, so it has to be fulfilled passively. But maybe what the pasuk means is ve'ema hecha diyase b'shimsha v'chayim le loy neimale kum tov betula. Maybe what the pasuk means to say is that when a person's sitting in the sun, he's sitting in a hot place, v'chayim le, and he's getting very hot, so loy neimale kum tov betula. We don't tell him to get up and go to the shade, which the Mefarshim explains means it's a little bit of lav dafka lasha, and it means that we tell him he has to dafka stay there. Maybe that's what the Torah is telling us. Ta'anu es nafshay seichem, that if you're uncomfortable, so there's a chiv to remain uncomfortable, and in that way you're being passive. In a chanami, it's not telling you to go sit in the sun, but maybe if you're already sitting in the sun, so that's what the Torah is telling us, that you have to dafka remain there. Or similarly, yasev betula v'karir le, let's say a person sitting in the shade and he's getting very cold, so le'nemalei kum tuv b'shimsha. So we don't tell him to go to the sun, into the sun, meaning we tell him he has to remain in the shade and remain cold and uncomfortable. So in that way it's being passive, and maybe that's what the Torah means, ta'anu es nafshay seichem. So says the Gemara, no, because dumi de malacha. It still has to be similar to the Isser malacha. Ma malacha lechalaktaba, af inoy lechalaktaba. Just like by malacha, if a malacha is asr, it's asr. It doesn't depend on the situation. A malacha is asr. So too, when it comes to inoy, it can't be that the Torah is referring to a person that, let's say, he's already in the sun, so now he has to stay there. Because then it comes out that being in the sun, it depends. If you're in the sun already, so then you have to stay there. If you're not in the sun, you don't have to go there. So is the sun asr or is it not asr? Is it a chiev? Is it not a chiev? Is it a chiev to be cold? Is it not a chiev to be cold? It's going to depend. Once it depends, so that can't be what the pasuk means. Because we learn that from malacha, that just like malacha, it doesn't depend. A malacha is aser, it's aser. And a malacha that's mutter, it's mutter. So too, when it comes to this inoy, it has to be something which is either always aser or always mutter. And therefore, it cannot be referring to staying in the sun or staying in the cold room. Rather, it means that a person is not allowed to eat. Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, that another Makar, that we know that Inoy of Yom Kippur is referring to fasting, and it's not referring to any other sort of Inoy. Because says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Ta'anu es nafshay seichem, Yachol yeshev b'chamu v'tzino. Again, I might think that the Torah is requiring a person to go make himself hot or make himself cold, v'yitztayer, and to be very uncomfortable. Ta'amulay mevachom olacha le'isasu. So the Torah compares it to Molacha. But here the Braisa darshins make understands the Hekesh differently. What's the Hekesh? What's the Limud? Then Ma Malacha Davar Shechayavin Lav B'makim Acher. Just like when it comes to Malacha, Malacha is something which you're Chayiv for in a different situation, meaning Malacha on Shabbos is also a Chiyiv Kares. So Af Inoy Nefesh Shechayavin Lav B'makim Acher. So just like the Malacha that it's Asar Yom Kippur, it's something which you're Chayiv for in a different situation as well, such as on Shabbos. So too, when the Torah says Ta'anos Nafshei Seichem, when it gives us the Chiyiv of Inoy, it has to be, it must be that the Torah is telling us something which you're chayiv for this inoy in another situation also. So that cannot be referring to being in the sun or being in the cold, because that's never usher in any other time. So the ezazeh, rather, what's it referring to? Where do we have this inoy which is usher b'makei macher? Zeh pigul v'naisar. It's referring to pigul v'naisar, the isra achila, which is also usher b'makei macher. By pigul v'naisar, by pigul v'naisar of karbanos, you're chayiv karis also for eating pigul v'naisar. Devim psulei kachim. So that's what the inoy of Yom Kippur is referring to. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, so then Avi Pigo Vanaisar, Shem Bekaris. So then maybe when the Tiber says to Anas Nafshe Seichem, it means Dafka to refrain from eating Pigo Vanaisar, Shehain Bekaris, because those, your Takachayev Karis, Bemakimacher. Vuloy Avi as a Tevel, Shehainai Bekaris, but maybe Tevel, it's not also to eat Tevel on Yom Kippur, because Tevel is not Chayev Karis, it's only a Misa Bidei Shemayim. Tamaloymer Ta'anu Vanisam as Nafshe Seichem, is a Reboy. Reba, it's coming to be marba, even something which is not chayiv karis. So says the Braisa, and we'll explain shortly. But avi tatevel shuba misa v'loy avi as anavelo she'ena b'misa. Okay, fine. So maybe the Torah is being marba and iser to eat tevel on Yom Kippur, but not nevelo, which is just a lav. It doesn't have a chayiv misa even. Tamalay mer ta'anu v'nisa mes nafshe seichem reba again a reboy. So then avi as anavelo shuba lav. Okay, fine. So in a chanami, I'll be marba nevelo that you can't eat nevelo on Yom Kippur. V'loy avias achulin she'enan belav, but maybe chulin is going to be mutter to eat on Yom Kippur. Tamalay mer ta'anu v'anisam es nafshei seichem reboy, again another reboy. So Taz Yishanim has two different ways of how to understand the whole shaklatayi of the brisa. Either it's all learned from the same pasuk of v'anisam es nafshei seichem, and somehow we're able to learn out more than one drasha from this one reboy, or the pshat is that the Gemara means to learn it out from the various times, five times that the Torah says v'anisam es nafshei seichem. The Lashon of Inoy. So that's the Taz Yishanim over here. Two different ways of how to learn this drasha that the Braisa is saying. But Al Kabanim, so the Gemara says, we have a drasha to be marveh, that no, even Chulin is aser to eat on Yom Kippur. So then it's not Chayiv Karis B'makim Acher. So they explain that L'maisa, still eating is something which is Chayiv Karis B'makim Acher. Even though to eat Chulin is not something which is Chayiv Karis B'makim Acher, but at least it makes sense to say that the Pasuk, when it says, V'nishem es nafshei seichem, that's referring to eating, because the concept of eating at least is something that we find carries by it. Well, says the Gemara, but still, avi echulen she'enan bekum echol v'loy avi es atruma she bekum echol. Okay, fine. So maybe chulen is aser tidan Yom Kippur, because even though it doesn't have any chiyuvim for it, but at least it's parv. It's not like there's a mitzvah to eat it. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, chulin, which doesn't have a mitzvah to eat, maybe that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But truma, which is mamish, a positive reason to yes eat it. There's a mitzvah. Kum echol, truma. There's a mitzvah to eat truma. So therefore, I might think that on Yom Kippur, there's no iser to eat truma. Says the Gemara, Tamalaymer ta'anu v'nisam es nafshei seichem. No, we have this Reba, that even Truma, which is a mitzvah to eat, that's also Asar Yom Kippur. Well, says the Gemara, Avi Asar Truma, she'ina beval taisiru, in a chanami. So maybe Truma is Asar to eat, because even though it's a mitzvah, but at least it doesn't have an iser not to eat it. V'loy avi es hakachim shehim beval teisiru. But maybe I'm not going to include into the iser kachim, which is besides the fact that there's a mitzvah to eat it, there's even an iser not to eat it. There's an iser to leave it over. So maybe there, for sure, you're allowed to eat even on Yom Kippur, and there's no iser to eat on Yom Kippur when it comes to kachim. Tamalay mer ta'anu v'nisa nizav shei seichem. That Reba, we're coming to be married by everything, even kachim, everything is aser to eat on Yom Kippur. That's the makar for the iser, for the chiyuv to fast the Yom Kippur. Vim nafshach loymer, and if you want to say, sahari loymer, I mean, I'll give you a different makar, says the Brais, I'll tell you a different makar, that Inoy is referring to eating, because the pasuk says, vadati es hanefesh ahi, because the harei loymer, the pasuk says, but it says, really, it says that it's coming to, the pasuk's coming to describe kares, and it's saying, vadati es hanefesh ahi, but we learn now from the fact that the Torah doesn't just say it as kares, it says in this lashon, vadati es hanefesh ahi, that that I'll make lost that soul, that inui shuhu avedas nefesh, avedas anefesh, that the inui referred to in the pasuk is the type of inui which causes a loss of a soul. Ve'eza zez achilu v'shtia. It's referring to eating and drinking. You know, if you're in the sun, that doesn't make a person lose his soul, whether just because he's in pain. But not eating or drinking, so if a person starves, then he doesn't have a soul. But that's what, and therefore that's the makar, that's what the inui that the Torah must be referring to. It must be referring to the inui of fasting, which is an inui which involves avedas nefesh. Says the Gemara, "May v'im nafshach loymer." Why did the Braisa feel compelled to give us a second makar? What was wrong with the first makar? We had all the ribuyim or the ribuy, one ribuy, whatever it is, but we had a ribuy coming to tell us that it's us that there's a chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur. So why does the Braisa then say "V'im nafshach loymer"? And if you want a different makar, so I'll tell you a different makar. Says the Gemara, because v'chid tema ba'arayis kam yishto yikra. Because all we learned out from v'nisa mesnafshei seichem is that it has to be something which is chayiv kari. Says the Gemara, we could be talking about something else which is chayiv karis b'makay macher. It could be talking about the inui of arayis. It could be talking about the iser of tashmish amita, that the Torah is saying the anisim es nafshei seichem not to have tashmish, and it's chayiv karis b'makay macher. Like we find tashmish is usur when it comes to the arayis. So maybe that's what the Torah is talking about when it says v'anisim es nafshei seichem. Says the Gemara, that's why the Braisa says hariu aimer v'avadeti es nefesh. They know that the inui being described in the pasuk is a sheish be avedas nefesh. It's an inui that involves avedas nefesh. So that's how we know it's referring to eating and drinking. Says the Gemara, another makar, that the inui is referring to eating and drinking. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, because nemar kan inui, v'nemar lahalon inui. It says over here with regards to Yom Kippur, v'nisa mesnafshei seichem, it says lashon of inui. And it also says with regards to the man in the midbar, over there Rashi, the Gemara just says v'nemar lahalon, Rashi fills us in that we're talking about the man. And it says regarding the man, inui, it says also lashon of inui by the man, as the Gemara is going to darshan soon. The man lahalon inui rava, just like over there, the inui was inui of starvation. Afkan inui rava, so to by Yom Kippur, when the Torah says the lashon of inui, it's referred to an inui which is caused from starvation, from not eating and drinking, and that's how we know when the Torah says on Yom Kippur, v'nisa mesnafshei seichem, that it's talking about refraining from eating and drinking. Says the Gemara, v'nelef mivim tanes b'naisai. Why don't we say, all you had, so the, according to Devei Rabbi Shmuel, so how do we know that the inui is referring to refraining from eating and drinking? Because it says inui here, and it says inui elsewhere. Just like over there by the man, it's referring to not eating. So to over here, it's referring to not eating. Frek the Gemara, but there's another place where the Torah says inui, and that's talking about the inui of Tashmish Amita. So why don't we learn out from there to Yom Kippur? V'nelef mivim tanes b'naisai. That light said to Yaakov, not to take himself for himself any other wives, because by doing so he's going to be withholding Tashmish from Rachel and Leah. So he said vim ta'anes b'naisai, he said not to be ma'ane his daughters. So he's there, you see a lashon of inui, and it's referring to Tashmish Amita. So maybe we should learn out from that inui to Yom Kippur, that the inui of anisam and snafshei seichem is talking about to refrain from Tashmish Amita. So says the Gemara, no, don in inui de rabim, inui de rabim, vein don in inui de rabim, minui de yachid. Yom Kippur is an inui which is on the whole klal. The whole klal Yisrael is mechuyev and v'nisim es nafshei seichem. So now we have a choice. Should we learn out from the man, which is something which was an inui also for all of Klal Yisrael, or should we learn out from the inui of Yaakov Avinu to Rachel and Leah? So it makes more sense to learn out to an inui de rabbim, to an inui of Yom Kippur, from an inui which was also talking about a rabbim, which is the pasuk by the man. So therefore, that's why we know to say that the inui is referring to refraining from eating and drinking, and not referring to refraining from tashmish amita. Says the Gemara, if that's the only thing you're looking for, and it's an inui de rabbim, so v'nelef from inui de mitzrayim. I found another place where there's an inui that's mentioned in relationship to the rabbim, and there also it's referring to refraining from tashmish amita. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, v'yaris onyenu. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw our pains, v'amrinan and we darshin that zu precious derech eretz. It's referring to the fact that the Mitzrayim caused us that the husbands and the wives weren't able to be together. So there, that's also talking about an inui on a klal level. It was talking about an inui that was to all of Klal Yisrael that they couldn't be together. And there, it's referring to Tashrei Shemitah. So why don't we learn out from there that the Nisim is Nafshei Seichem is also talking about refraining from Tashrei Shemitah. Just as the Gemara, Elodonin, Inuit B'yedei Shemayim, Mi Inuit B'yedei Shemayim, rather, Enochanami, so that's the Inuit Rabbim, so now we still have to take it a step further. Now again, so now which one should we learn from? Should we learn out from Mitzrayim that it's Inuit Tashrei Shemitah, or should we learn out from the Mon that it's an Inuit Achila Vashtia? So says the Gemara, it makes more sense to learn out from the Mon. Why does it make more sense to learn from the Mon? Because it makes more sense to be done and Inui Bidei Shemayim, Inui de Bidei Shemayim. The Inui of Yom Kippur, it was Nigzar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah, V'nisim es nafshei seichem. So it makes more sense to learn out from a different Inui, which came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Inui of the Mon, which we'll get to again soon, what exactly that Inui is. But that's an Inui which came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, V'ein done in Inui Bidei Shemayim, it doesn't make sense to learn out to the Inui of Yom Kippur, which is an Inui that comes from Hashem, Mi Inui Bidei Adam. From Mitzrayim, which was an Inui that was caused by the Mitzrayim, from Paro and the Mitzrayim, they caused that Inui. That wasn't, so to speak, directly nigzar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It came through a means, through a middleman, through the Mitzrayim. And therefore, that's not as similar to Yom Kippur. It makes more sense to learn out from the Mon. So that's why we assume to learn out from the Mon that V'nisim is talking about refraining from eating and drinking. Fine. So now the Gemara had three Makairis for how we know that V'anisim es nafshei seichem is referring to refraining from eating and drinking. Now we just mentioned recently in this last Makar, we mentioned this idea of Inui by the Mon. So now the Gemara is going to go on a little bit of a tangent and discuss the Inui of the Mon. So says the Gemara, Hamachilcha min ha-mon ba-midbar leman anvaisecha. So the Gemara, the Pasuk says that we had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I fed you man in the midbar in order leman anvaisecha. So we see clearly from the pasuk that there was inui in the man. So what's the inui in the man? So Rav Ami Rav Asi, it's a machlekes Rav Ami and Rav Asi, what the inui is. What was the inui by the man? So Chad Amar inui daime mishi eshle pas besaloi le mishi einle pas besaloi. The man was delicious. We had plenty, but the reason why there was inui is because you can't compare a person who has bread in his basket to a person who doesn't have bread in his basket. While it's true for each individual day, we had enough food, as much as we needed, but you didn't have food for the next day. And it's very difficult to eat when you don't know what you're going to be eating tomorrow. When you're eating today and you don't know what you're going to be eating tomorrow, so then even while you're eating, and even while you have plenty today, you don't enjoy it. It doesn't satiate you the same way. So that's what one of them said. Rav Ami and Rav Asi had a machlokes. One of them said that the inui by the man was because the maisa, being that they didn't know what was going to be in store for the next day, so that itself caused inui. You can't compare a person who has bread in his basket for the future to a person who doesn't have bread in his basket. V'chad Amar, the other one says that the inui by the man was because einai deime misha raya v'aichel lemisha einu raya v'aichel. You can't compare a person who sees what he eats to a person who doesn't see what he eats. Now the man was delicious. You can make it taste like whatever you wanted, whatever you thought about. That's what it tasted like. But lemaisa, you didn't get that geschmack in cutting into the steak and seeing the steak or whatever it is, the food that you were eating, that you didn't get to see it. And when you don't get to see your food, so that itself doesn't satiate. Food satiates better when you could see it, when it's light. When the lights are dim, so you don't get the same satiation. Rav Yosef said, Mikan remez lesumen sha'ichlin vein svein. This is a remez to the idea that a blind person, like Rav Yosef could tell us some experience, he eats and he doesn't get satiated. Meaning he doesn't get satiated in the same way. It takes much more to fill a person who's blind. When a person can't see his food, or you can't see it, so then it doesn't fill him up the same way. Amar Abaye, Hilkach, therefore, man de isle sudasa, loylecha elabiyamama. If a person has a sudatid, he should dafka eat it in the light in the day. Meaning in the light, it should be light when he eats a suda, because when a person doesn't see his food, so then it doesn't satiate. They say that that's the pshat in the pot, what we say in the davening and Shabbos, we say sabeinu mituvecha. We say that we should be satiated from your goodness. Well, satiated from your goodness, kilu, that there's such a thing as ra that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'tayv, called the avid rachmanu l'tavavid. So what does it mean sabeinu mituvecha? Mitovecha. So they say that it means Tabeinu Mitovecha. Of course, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does is good. But we should be satiated from it. How do you get satiated? Only if you see it. So we should be able to see the goodness in Hashem. It should be something that's nicker to us, that's good, and then it will be something which causes Sevia. Then it will be Tabeinu Mitovecha. That's the Pshat in the Davening. But Al Kabanim, so says the Gemara, that was the Inu by the Man, is that you didn't see, they weren't able to see what it was that they were eating, and therefore it caused them inoy. Amrab Zera Mikro, what's the pasuk? Where do we see this, I guess more directly, that not seeing your food, so it doesn't satiate? So says the Gemara, says Rab Zera, because the pasuk says, Taif Mare Nayim Mehaluch Nafesh. It says that a person, when he sees what he eats, so that accomplishes more, that satiates more, Mehaluch Nafesh, from just having an experience of the soul, so to speak, that the food just going into the body. When he sees the food, so then that itself causes more sevia. Amrei Shlakish, a different drasha from the same pasuk, that Toiv Marei Naim, on this pasuk of Toiv Marei Naim Haluch Nefesh, that Toiv Marei Naim Beisha Yoiser Migufesh Amaisa. Shenemer Toiv Marei Naim Haluch Nefesh. Rei Shlakish drasha from this pasuk that a person, there's a certain sense of more pleasure that a person gets from even just the stockless of an Isha than he does from the actual Maisa, than the actual Maisa is Nus. And the Nafkamina, the Tais Yishanim over here says, is that Hilkach Tzarech Lizahir Ma'id Mimenu, that because of that, a person has to be very careful when it comes to his stockless.